Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
I feel hamstrung with Adam in here discussing a potential don't do this
That's
story.
A good point. Paul never holds you. In fact, he eggs you on.
Yes.
To like cross the line as much as you possibly can.
Apparently, there's some things I can't
say. I am more along the lines of Adam. I like to protect our reputation as a station, our broadcast license, anything like that, from Woods doing something wholly inappropriate on the airwaves.
It's something. It's really funny. Is the FCC still around, Adam? Do they still operate?
Very much so.
They are. Have we ever gotten any complaints or anything about the FCC? I know I have before. I said Jesus one time, and a guy got really mad at me. Okay, so not. What about Ben and Woods? Have we gotten any FCC complaints? It's always been my biggest fear of being fined by the FCC, because in this day and age, if they hit up the station and say, hey, we're fining your morning show $30,000, I'm fired. Like, back in the day, they used to just pay it and wear it because the good publicity. Not anymore. You get a fine in radio these days, you're out of a job.
Yeah, we don't even have that money. I mean,
no, you know, it's not happening.
We'll have to take up collection on the street to pay any FCC fines you incur by going over the line. That's why Adam and I are so, you know, hesitant and don't want to encourage you.
All right, I won't say what I was planning on
saying. Thank you very much.
But it wasn't an indictment on what you wanted to say not being funny. It was funny.
It's funny.
Just inappropriate for radio.
When is radio going to be where, like, because I turn on FX and I hear every word that, like,
that's cable television. That's not, they're not over airwaves.
If you'd like to curse and say whatever you want, you can go to a podcast, which isn't subject to FCC.
Yeah,
rules.
The FCC only regulates things that go over the air that can be picked up by signals. If you are delivered by cable only, then you can say really what you want without fear of getting fined.
I can call someplace today and have a pound of marijuana delivered to my home, but I can't say the S word on the radio. But I can say poop and doo-doo. That's different. It's stupid. It's stupid. Let us curse.
There is an element of ridiculousness to it all.
Very much so.
I will acknowledge that.
And I promise you, I wouldn't abuse it. I wouldn't. You think I would? I would not abuse it. I would not abuse it. I would use it sparingly and for effect. And my whole life's goal would be to get you to say something.
I know.
Here.
But like I don't even say it off the air, so that would really be hard.
But I've seen you get close. I've seen you get closer lately than ever.
As all Padres fans must be at this moment.
There's no doubt.
It's Ben and Woods, 7 o'clock hour here on 97.3 The Fan, joining us at 7:35, as he does each and every Friday. Craig Elston, host of the Crossing Streams podcast.
Let's get Craig on, and I want to hear his recommendations, but I also want to talk Padres.
Oh, I do too.
I love Craig's baseball mind. I respect his opinion very, very much. Me and him will often text about Padre goings-on, and I'd like to spend a little extra time with Craiger this morning.
And then Peter Seidler on Monday at 8:35. We've already thrown that out into the universe. That will happen when we come back on Monday, so you'll definitely want to hear our interview with the chairman of the Padres. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Take on Woods is just minutes away. We need a contestant. Qualify one of our listeners for a getaway to Las Vegas. It comes with $250 food and beverage credit, so you're going to have a fantastic time. You also get a private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook. So sounds like a fantastic weekend in the offing, but you have to be able to take down Woods, or at least tie him in our five questions of musical trivia. I'll throw the categories out to you right now. We'll bring back Hall of Famers about this month's inductions into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Motown, all about classic Motown songs and artists from the 60s. And the new category today, Woods, hot and cold. Song titles including either the word hot or cold in the title. And those are your three categories. The phone number again, 833-288-0973. We'll play our game in just a couple of minutes, so get online right now if you want a chance to win our getaway to Las Vegas. Speaking of Vegas and placing some wagers, well, I'm not very good at it, which is why we turn to Fade Ben for my NFL picks each week. Adam, if you would.
Adam,
caught him off guard.
Yeah, you did.
There you go. Usually we do it on Thursday. We had a lot to talk about yesterday with the firing of Jason Tingler.
Well, we were screaming at each other.
And we just couldn't. We couldn't come to agreement on anything.
It would have been weird to slam the brakes on and be like, hey, here's my awful NFL pick that you should all bet against.
So this is how this works. I will give you a very logical, well-reasoned argument for one pick on an NFL Sunday. And then Woods is going to bet against that pick. So far, he has won every single time because I have lost every single time.
It's the old...
It doesn't make any sense at all to me.
So Seinfeld is on Netflix now, and it's the old George Costanza's life is so bad, he just starts doing the opposite.
And it didn't make sense for George either.
Right.
I mean, he did things that you wouldn't think would work, but just because they were the opposite of his instincts, they did.
He meets the hottest woman and says, my name is George, I'm unemployed, and I live with my parents. And she says, I'm Victoria, hi. This is Ben is George. So we're just do the opposite of what he does, and you're almost guaranteed to win money.
All right. You got the lines there?
I
am going with the, I believe it's the Sunday night game. It's the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Buffalo Bills at Arrowhead Stadium.
Which way are you going to go?
Which what line do you have right now?
I got +3, -3.
All right, okay. It's moved from 2.5. That's fine. All right. So Kansas City actually has been a pretty awful pick against the point spread, dating back even to last season. People tend to overvalue
yes,
Kansas City.
Big
it's
time.
Just they've won games, but they just haven't covered a lot. But I think it's finally time that the worm is turning here. The Bills, after a couple of giant shutout wins, everybody's talking up the Bills. Everyone's saying, okay, this is their time to make a statement. I think it's the Bills who are overvalued here. You should be getting more points with the Kansas City Chiefs than just 3. So I am going to take the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to give the 3 points against the Buffalo Bills, a major road test. Feels like a must-win game as well for Kansas City, knowing, you know, how good the Chargers have looked so far. Do you really want to put yourself in such a deep hole in the division, fall to 2-3? This, I think, is a huge one, a huge test for Kansas City, and I think the Bills, they're gonna feel good. You hit some adversity, they can go, hey, you know what, 4-1 or 3-2, even not bad at this point. We're playing really well. We're gonna win this division. I like the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night.
I would have stayed away from this game entirely because I just don't know how to handicap it. You know, it's just one of those I look at and go, you don't know. I mean, what if Patrick Mahomes finds Patrick Mahomes, right?
What's the over under on this game?
Over under
got to be very high.
56.5.
All right.
I mean, that's a ton of points, right? I mean, it's 28-28 essentially is 56 points.
I mean, Kansas City's defense has been very shoddy and they're going up against the Bills. I get that, but again, this is Arrowhead. I like the over. I like the Chiefs in this one.
All right, so I'll take the under and the Buffalo Bills in this one. And I really like the Bills. They stumbled out of the gate, and then they've just been decimating teams. But again, I would have stayed away from this one. This is not one I would have picked myself. I'm a little nervous about this, and I think Ben makes really good points, as he always does, though. So I did. I just put my money down on Bills +3. I recommend you guys do the same if you want to make some money.
All right, we'll see. Yeah, will I be 0-5, or will the second quarter of the NFL season be kinder?
Yeah,
to my picks.
Paulie has lost. Paulie bets with you.
Yes,
and he's
he
lost
does
every bet. He's
but I think things are about to turn for both the Chiefs and for me.
Okay.
On fade bet, it can't go on forever. I mean,
you wouldn't think so.
I mean,
they got Josh Gordon.
If I was such a genius,
he's active,
and I knew exactly, you know, how this was going to turn out every week, I wouldn't be here. So, I mean, I'd just be betting against myself every single time, and retire would be the way to go. But no, something's going to change at some point. This can't continue on absolutely forever. All right, fade Ben pick is in. Let's now move on to a little take on Woods for a Friday.
Woods.
All right, looks like we got Roger back to take a shot on this Friday game of musical trivia. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
All right, we're good. Let me give you your three categories today. Again, Hall of Famers, Motown, Hot and Cold. And if you can beat or tie Woods in our five questions of musical trivia, you will qualify for our grand prize getaway. Two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook, largest sportsbook in the world. $250 food and beverage credit. Roger, which one of those three categories do you think gives you the best chance today?
I got to go Motown.
Motown! All right, Woodsy, off you go. Woods' dad was always a big Motown fan, but that doesn't mean Woods is going to be an expert in this category. Woods heading to his isolation soundproof booth. You'll have 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many as the five questions as possible. Roger, if you want to pass at any time, you may do so. If there's time left, we will go back at the end. We'll start with a two-second song to score the point. You'll need to give me both the title of the song and the artist. 2 seconds, just a quick clip, and then we'll go on to the rest. Roger, you ready to play?
Let's do this.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The time starts when Adam plays the music. The category is Motown. Good luck, Roger. Let's take on Woods.
My Girl, The Temptations.
Correct. What was the name of Gladys Knight's backing band made up mostly of her family members?
The Pips.
Correct. Which legendary singer and songwriter fronted the Miracles for hits including Tears of a Clown?
Smokey Robinson.
Correct. Which group made it big with hits like Nowhere to Run and Jimmy Mac after adding Martha Reeves to the lineup?
The Vandellas.
Correct. What is the sweet-sounding four-word subtitle of the Four Tops hit I Can't Help Myself?
Sugar Pie, Honey Bun.
Oh, boom, that baby was as good as it comes. Roger, congratulations. 5 out of 5. Now the only question is whether that's good enough for a win or you'll just get the tie. But either way, you will qualify for the getaway to Las Vegas. What a nice Friday performance. All right, Woodsy, let's get him right back in. You heard all the answers. Roger knew them. So, Woodsy, you'll have the same five questions as Roger. You'll have the same 60 seconds. The category is Motown. Classic Motown songs and artists from the 1960s. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Adam plays the music. Good luck, Woodsy. Let's take on Woods.
It's My Girl, The Temptations.
Correct. What was the name of Gladys Knight's backing band made up mostly of her family members?
The Pips.
Correct. Which legendary singer and songwriter fronted the Miracles for hits including Tears of a Clown?
Smokey Robinson.
Correct. Which group made it big with hits like Nowhere to Run and Jimmy Mac after adding Martha Reeves to their lineup?
Martha and the Vandellas.
Correct. What is the sweet-sounding four-word subtitle of the Four Tops hit I Can't Help Myself?
Sugar Pie Honey.
Oh, you've matched Roger. Maybe I made that one too easy today. 5 versus 5. So, Woods, you don't lose. Roger, hang on. Congratulations. You do qualify for the grand prize trip to Vegas. Well, everyone goes home happy a little bit on a Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's well done. I mean, dude, my dad would have murdered me if I missed one.
Any
of
those.
He grew up in Detroit. That's his jam. I was raised on it. I hated it so much when I was a kid. You know, because it wasn't Motley Crue and Slaughter. And then I've just grown to love it so much.
I think those were two of the quickest 5 for 5s of all time. Roger only needed about half of his time, and you needed only about half of your time.
I was sitting out there waiting, and you guys waved me back in. I go, oh, boy, this one's going to be... I got my
I was wondering if you thought, I bet he got him pretty quickly if it went that fast. So, Roger, hang on the line.
Good job, Roger.
Adam will get your information coming up here in a second. We do have Don't Do This coming up on a Friday before Craig Elston joins us in just a couple of minutes. There was a major, major news story that involved 18 NBA players that came out yesterday. So we'll have to get to that. Coming up next on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Now we got a little overload here of Don't Do This today. First, I'll start by reminding everybody to get ready for the Penske Lincoln Ben and Woods Open. Woo! Coming Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by Top Turf and Pavers, Artificial Grass, Real Customer Service, and by Computers to Kids, the national leader in bridging the digital divide. And I have to start with a little pre-don't do this from my Twitter feed 7 minutes ago from one Hannah Nancaro.
What?
But the Twitter handle is just at Hannah Nancaro. If you're trying to follow.
Yes. Hannah Nancaro. Dot, 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 Woods. Great.
It appears to be a little indoor batting practice being taken by one Bo Woods. Now, are you tossing the batting practice?
Yeah, I'm sitting on
in
the
this
couch
picture?
Tossing batting practice to my son indoors.
Okay, so he takes a big old rip with a big yellow bat. On the follow-through, just clocks his baby brother in the head. Why on earth are you doing batting practice and putting your son in the follow-through zone of the bat? I mean, it's the first thing. Hey, move the baby. We're doing batting practice. Move the baby more than 2 feet from the kid with the bat that's swinging it indoors, Woods.
Poor Taylor.
What kind of parenting is this?
Poor Taylor just gets worked. He just gets worked, and he just wears
now he,
it.
Did he cry? I mean,
he cried.
Okay. Because he looked like he handled it fairly stoically on the video, but
poor Bo and poor Taylor. Bo felt horrible about
Oops.
It. Horrible.
Oops, Woods.
But he clocked him good. And
don't do this.
Now
well, you've already clocked. You threw something, knocked him over.
Knocked him over, hit his head.
Hit his head. Now he's I mean,
so batting practice has officially...
Child Protective Services is looking into this tweet. I'll say that.
I'll tell you what. Batting practice has been banned indoors, which is unfortunate because I...
You know, most households ban it before it even starts. They don't need to have a bat hitting a child's head incident before it gets banned indoors.
Now, it's a very soft ball. Very soft
ball. Yes. It's like a plastic bat, right?
Yeah, it's plastic.
Yeah.
But I have a really nice position on the couch where I can watch games and flip BP. It works very well for me being lazy and Bo wanting to improve. So I guess we're going to have to move BP outside. But, yeah, everybody is okay. And
but it's raining now, so you can't really. So you have to move it back inside again.
Nobody was harmed. Much.
Just put Taylor up on the counter or something.
Yes. Yes.
That's safe.
Chris tweets in, catcher's interference. Yeah, it did look like catcher's interference, to be honest with you. Take your base, Bo. Great job. Go ahead.
All right, three stories. Don't do this. And I'll start with actually major headlines yesterday from the NBA, where 18 former NBA players were charged with pocketing about $2.5 million by defrauding the league's health and welfare benefit plan in a scam that authorities say involved claiming fictitious medical and dental expenses. Now, there's some names that you'd recognize from this list. Tony Allen, Sebastian Telfair. The ringleader, though, Terrence Williams, 2009 first-round draft pick, kind of got this all started. Apparently what they did, he found a couple of doctors. It started with a chiropractor, and then they had a dentist out in Beverly Hills, and he encouraged some of his fellow NBA players, former NBA players, to file these claims, but instead of actually getting medical work, they just get the reimbursement checks, basically.
So sketchy.
And one of the reasons they were caught, authorities realized, well, like when one of the players was supposedly getting $49,000 worth of like crowns and dental work in Beverly Hills, he was playing in a basketball game in Taiwan at that time.
That'd be tough to do.
So it was a little suspicious that all these charges were being made to health, you know, companies and doctors when you weren't even there to actually get the dental work done.
We are truly in, I believe, the dumbest era of criminals of all time, right? I people putting their crimes on Instagram, people tweeting their crimes, people letting everybody know where they are. I mean, we are really in the dumbest era of criminals ever. You can't get away with anything these days.
I know there's a lot of people out there, guys. Who cares? It's insurance companies. They've got plenty of money. And this is why, one of the reasons why it costs so much for the rest of us to pay all of our insurance and for health costs when other people are defrauding out there. So, yeah, no, this is a serious story.
Yeah, and these guys, I mean, a lot of these dudes made plenty of money in their NBA career. The fact that it's come to this is pretty sad. LSU head coach and Bennin Woods' favorite, Coach Ed Orgeron, got in a little bit of trouble. Got a little loose with the lips, Ben, towards a prank caller on his radio show this week. Some people are up in arms about this. It doesn't bother me so much because we've talked to Coach O. You kind of get who he is. He's kind of campy, you know, whatever. But here's what happened. So he was taking calls from listeners on his weekly show when one person asked him to wish his sister a happy birthday. When Orgeron asked for more details about the fake birthday girl, the caller described her as a little blonde-headed girl, then dropped the line, oh, God, try not to have sex with her, which is weird. And Coach O got really, really mad about that, did not want to be pranked on his own show. And he delivered a line that's gotten in a little trouble. Ben, if you would, because you do a really, really nice Coach O.
You want me to...
Now, I have the audio. I sent it to Adam, but I'd rather hear you do it than him. All right, here we go. Coach O's
I haven't really prepared myself, but here we go.
You know, down the bayou, we got a nice little fishing hole for people like that.
Probably said fishing.
Fishing hole.
Do it again.
You know, down the bayou, we got a nice little fishing hole for people like that.
Basically saying, which is brilliant, by the way, that was amazing.
That's where the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
That's what I got from that.
Now, does anyone in here or anywhere else believe that Coach Orgeron has dragged people out to the fishing hole and buried them? Because I, for one, don't.
One person went so far as to say Coach O should be terminated immediately for cause because of this call.
He's not mature enough for this job. I am formally calling for his termination. And then somebody said, should have called the timeout, Coach. It was awful timing.
Do we have the actual audio or not?
We do, but yours is
we
better.
We don't need mine. It's better.
Yeah, yours is way
I want to know if it's exactly the same.
It's identical. Down on the bayou. Yeah, it's
like Trace Jingler or Jay Stingler,
yeah.
Coach O, or is it Ben? We don't know. We just can't tell. There's no way to discern.
He's clearly being campy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be pranked on his own radio
All those
show.
SEC coaches love their bits.
Yeah, bit masters.
Lane Kiffin and his popcorn, and they love their bits.
They love their bits.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Except him. He's not. He has no sense of humor whatsoever.
What is humor? He does not like bits at all. I do.
All right. Finally, this has obviously been a huge story over the last week. Urban Meyer. Now, there's a lot of people who say this is a don't do this. You can interpret it the way you'd like to, but a don't do this from his wife, Shelley Meyer, who I think everyone's been waiting to see what she was going to have to say. I mean, the woman who is at home while Urban Meyer, coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, caught on video at his own steakhouse, getting a little too intimate with a strange woman on camera. Lots of hip action going on.
Grinding.
Yeah. Going in, you know, Shelley Meyer posting her picture at the bathtub with the grandkids at home and, you know, say, hey, you know, Herb deserves a night out.
What did she call him? Bubba?
Or Bubba or Buddy?
Buddy.
Buddy. Buddy, something like that. Deserves a night out.
One tweet you'll never see from my wife or your wife is blank deserves a night out.
So finally, Shelley Meyer posted on Twitter yesterday, this will be my last post on Twitter. Frankly, I don't need the hate, vitriol, slander, trash that will at me. This has never stopped anyway. We all make mistakes. We are all sinners. If you think you aren't, then cast the first stone. To my wonderful followers, friends, thank you for your love, support, friendship, laughs. I will miss this the most. I love you all. Wish God's blessings on you. Thank you. Hashtag family football flamingos. I will be deleting this post, so I will not see responses. Much love. So pretty much say, hey, you know what? Don't come down hard on Urban. Who hasn't made a mistake like that?
Man, what a loving and understanding wife. Now, you're married to a Shelley. Video comes out of you at, you know, some bar, somebody's grinding on your lap. Your hands are casually exploring her buttocks.
Really, this is obviously never going to happen. Clearly.
I mean,
really.
Stranger things have happened.
No, really.
Urban Meyer's a leader of many, does seminars about how to be a great leader in podcasts and stuff. I mean, you don't do any of that stuff.
That's true.
So it could definitely happen. Are you getting the same response from your Shelley as Urban Meyer gets from his Shelley?
Don't think that she would be as kind on social media as Shelley Meyer. Nor should she be. That's the don't do this. Nor I don't think Shelley Meyer should be so forgiving. Now, does she have to put a post out? I mean, she could have said just nothing. Just left it at nothing. Just let everyone assume she's stewing and he's at the very least in the doghouse. But this makes it feel like, oh, it's all okay.
Yeah.
It's just fine.
We all
make mistakes.
My wife is actually the one that showed me this story yesterday. And I looked at it and laughed and I went, now that's how it's done. And she goes, why don't you shut the bleep up? And I started dying laughing. No, Anna would slit my throat. Slit it. From ear to ear. Columbia necktie style. So that's don't do this for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Speaking of the NFL, your San Diego County Toyota dealers proud to sponsor Ben and Woods' Westwood One broadcast of Thursday Night Football. Last night's score, Rams 26, Seahawks 17. A big win for the Rams. We can talk about that a little bit later. Up next, though, Craig Elston will join us, talk some Padres baseball, and get some streaming television recommendations for a Friday. It's all ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking about our mental health has the power to save lives. We witnessed that firsthand with Odyssey's I'm Listening Mental Health Special, which featured Kevin Love, Justin Bieber, Shakira, and many others who shared insight and tips for coping. If you missed the special or want to hear it again, it's on the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com now. Remember, you're definitely not alone. Here, I'm listening now on the Odyssey app. Got a lot we want to talk to Craig about this week. Craig Elston standing by, streaming television recommendations and more. We'll do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. You know it's a busy day on the roadways when it's raining and Kelly out-talks her music bed at the end. That is a long time. All right, Adam only looks partially confident as we head out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline to welcome Craig Elston on to Ben and Woods as he joins us each and every Friday. But I think I heard him back there. Craig, are you there?
Hey.
Success. There. Success. Hi. Yes, can you hear us? That's another big part of it.
I can. Everything is working. Adam is the boss.
He made it. He's the boss, and he's the boss.
I meant more the latter than the former.
I know Woods wants to talk some Padres with you before we get to the recommendations. I want to talk a little soccer, though, because I know you've become a huge soccer fan, a loyal supporter here in San Diego. But I am curious about this this new American 18-year-old star, Ricardo Pepi, who scored twice for Team USA last night against Jamaica. Where did this kid come from? Have you been following this?
I'm afraid I haven't, really. I'm a big USMNT casual. I'm a
casual fan. All right. Well,
when it comes to USMNT,
I know you're a big loyal fan.
Go last
so
night.
All right, you didn't
I
see
am.
That one.
I could get Steve Brokoff on the line real quick if you'd like.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I just I know you've been into soccer lately. Half of your tweets seem to be about soccer nowadays.
Well, I mean, I work for the Sockers.
He works in soccer, so
exactly. He's my soccer expert.
Well, the other, let's say a third.
Well, let me tell you there, Ben. That Pepe, tell you what, he comes from good genes, Mr. and Mrs. Pepe. Let me tell you, they did a great job raising that young boy.
Woods, I see the time over to you then.
Well, a third is I'd say a third is about soccer, a third is about stuff that he's watching, and then the other third is about the Padres. And Craig and I,
right?
We often will text back and forth about our feelings and where we think this team's headed, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. Now they did it, Craig. They fired Jay Stengler and
they did, and
they're in their current search for a new manager. We're going to be talking to Peter Seidler Monday at 8:35. Excited to talk to him. And I how did you feel, or how have you felt the last couple of days? There's a lot of stuff coming out. About this team. It's really bummed me out, to be honest with you. But I wanted to know how you were feeling. Are you still optimistic, or are you feeling more like me?
I think all the things that came out the last 2 months about the clubhouse culture was what really bummed me out.
Yeah.
And to see so much of it confirmed over the course of the last week or 2 weeks, it's one of those things where you're kind of like, you're over the emotion of it because we've been dealing with this for a while, but it's kind of that sad resignation that yes, it was just as bad or maybe worse than you were even telling, listeners on Padres Hot Tub, your listeners here on Ben and Woods. And with that, the Tingler move became inevitable. because somebody had to take the bullet. And Peter Seidler made it crystal clear this week that it wasn't going to be AJ Preller.
100%.
You know, that AJ is so locked in. I couldn't believe the quote I read yesterday in The Athletic that if they fail in 2022, he's like, AJ's already safe. You know, and I know those words can change, just like, we heard
Tingler's my guy.
Say in August, yeah, that Tingler is there for the next decade, you know, so I know these words can change. I'm a little bit resigned to the situation, but I really, really hope that they go the next step, guys, in terms of asking the right questions. Why is it that we are generally hiring from one franchise, the Rangers, when it comes to the executive class? Why is it that players, you know, Jeff Passan has this, you know, brief aside where he says a Padres player is telling me, you know, no one wants to be here anymore. Well, you know, just say that it's Hosmer, get it over with. But like, let's get some depth into that. What is the root of players' disgruntlement? Because if we just sweep that under the rug, it's waiting for us when things get dirty next year, too.
I guess I wouldn't, this wouldn't have surprised me, you know, 10 years ago at the end of the John Moores ownership, the team was in disarray. It was not a fun place to be, but it felt like the Padres had turned the page, you know, with good supportive owner, a GM that I thought everyone, you know, kind of liked. I mean, you've heard players say great things about AJ for years.
They have him on a T-shirt.
They put him on a T-shirt. The attitude that seemed to be constantly celebrating and happy, players who liked each other and were all together. It's just kind of almost unfathomable that we could be at this point right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought, you had guys had a great interview with Eno Saris earlier this week, and I was listening to it. And, you know, when he described kind of the crabs in a pot leadership style of Preller, where he might go and call the AA pitching coach, you know, and not even tell the AA manager that he's doing that, you kind of understand where the unrest comes from, how that could make you nervous, you know, like if Adam never contacted you guys to talk about the show. Well, I guess he'd call Paul. It's too small a group to create the same analogy.
Do all our planning behind Ben's back anyway. He has no idea that what's in store for him when he walks in the room, but he still comes in and does his job every day.
That's I don't the poison the culture, even though I get totally cut out of everything.
Thank you for not poisoning the culture, Ben. It's really important, and we're glad that you do.
No, I mean, sometimes I do by trying to talk things like soccer and basketball without Woods' permission.
Correct.
But other than that, that's probably the most misbehavioral you get from me.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, man, it's going to be an interesting offseason. Always appreciate your takes on the Padres. I wanted to ask you real quick.
Go ahead. No.
So you and Ben covered Bruce Bochy back in the day, man. That was the guy. You guys very intimately, right? You saw every game, every pitch. You were pre and post the whole bit.
All the buzzards luck from those years we covered them.
Exactly. And so I wanted to get your take, Craig Elston, is, you know, somebody asked me in a DM this morning, all right, Woodsy, what are your top three? Maybe we do Mount Rushmore. What are your Mount Rushmore of future Padres managers, Craig?
Okay, so let's start with Boch, because I have been a butterfly flittering over Bochy Island the last couple of weeks in terms of where I thought the team could go. What I think you really have to appreciate about Bruce is how much he grew as a manager over the course of his managerial career. And I look at what he did in San Diego, but also what he did in San Francisco, because when Ben and I were covering the Padres and Bruce Bochy, the old knock on Bochy was that he couldn't integrate young players into a team, that he was a veterans manager. And that is easy for us to say down here in San Diego. But if you ever asked anyone in San Francisco, where he came in 2010 with a rookie Buster Posey and a rookie Madison Bumgarner, and, you know, integrated Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford and all of these guys who are now longtime veterans, but were rooks, you know, at that time and young players coming up, I think Bochy really in his time in San Francisco took that narrative and crushed it and dispelled it. So I do think he's the kind of guy that can help a Trent Grisham or a CJ Abrams or a Luis Camposano get into this lineup. And these are the guys we really need to take a step up, you know, for the Padres in the next couple of years. They're really leveraged salary wise. So you want to see those young guys. Beyond that, you know, the guy I advocated for all the way through last time that never happened was Moises Alou. I don't think he wants the job. But I think he's the kind of person that would be exactly right. Instant respect, bilingual, strong command. But he doesn't have that experience, guys. And if we're going to get an experienced manager, you know, I would prefer Bochy. I think Showalter is fine. And I'm expecting Ron Washington.
What about a Rick Renteria?
Yeah. I mean, if he wins the interview, you know, I mean, yeah. he got a bum shake in Chicago. Yep. I would say that. I think he got a bum shake in Chicago. But I would say, Ben, no one would get excited by that.
Fair enough.
You know, I think only Boach or Showalter will get someone excited because they're famous names, you know. But if they pick the right guy, we're going to be happy. But if it's Mr. Homie that he was friends with in 2012 in single A, it's not going
to
work out.
So I want to get to the television recommendations. Yeah. I'm not sure we'll have time for all three. We might have to just do two of the three. And I definitely want to do the first and the last one, Craig, because I actually got started on one before a recommendation. We'll begin with the science fiction installment, Foundation.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll shelve my middle rec for next week when we get closer to Halloween, okay?
Sounds good.
Let's talk about two shows of which I know each of you have watched one. So Foundation, streaming weekly on Apple TV+, fourth episode just dropped last night. I'm about halfway through it and coming out weekly. I believe it'll be a 10-episode season. This is adapting some of the most important famous science fiction books in American literary history from decades ago. Isaac Asimov's Foundation series came out in the 30s and 40s. I read them when I was a young teen. I mean, that was like 35 years ago, but I absolutely loved those books. And the story of Foundation, it is a gigantic story, a sweeping story. It's the story of a collapse of a galactic empire. Of an empire that has ruled for 10,000 something years, but a small group of scientists, basically a couple sabermetrics nerds is who they are. Oh, you quants with your numbers and your stats, come in and can predict the fall of the Galactic Empire. And the Emperor's decision is to take those dissenters and send them off to the edge of the galaxy, where they're going to create a small outpost that, as civilization collapses, they will be there to preserve mankind's knowledge and allow them to come out of the Dark Ages once again. That's the general idea of Foundation that they will tell over, I assume, you know, episodes and seasons and through the whole series. I've really enjoyed the look of it so far, Ben. I think it's beautiful. I think the acting has been good. It's such a big story that you have to put some plot in early on, of course. But I thought the third episode was really my favorite so far because it reminded me of the books of this little outpost colony on a deserted, you know, planet far away, vulnerable to attack, kind of a little space Western aspect combined with a puzzle box. So it's going to be a huge series, but right now it's still consumable in bite-sized amounts, and I'm recommending Foundation. So far, so good.
Yeah, I don't think it's for everyone. I wouldn't say Woodsy should watch this one, but it brings up this amazing idea of some of these stories that maybe we read as kids that you couldn't have even imagined them putting on in television or movies because they just wouldn't have had the special effects to do it right. And now they can take all these old stories and all this imagination and bring it to life. And the way they do that with Foundation is very impressive. It's just, as you said, it's visually very spectacular, and I have enjoyed just getting to that third episode, so now I can't wait to catch up on that one as we go forward. Now, Woods, I know you already gave your review.
I did.
Of The Many Saints of Newark earlier this week. Now it's Craig's turn to chime in on The Sopranos. Would you call it a prequel?
Prequel, of sorts.
It's a prequel movie. It's David Chase's great gray ghost that he's been chasing for so long to get this movie made and get it out. You know, all the way through Sopranos, he kept saying he was a film director, not a TV director. In fact, David Chase has said in interviews he wanted to take the Sopranos pilot, shoot an extra 30 minutes and submit it to Cannes.
Wow.
And not even have Sopranos be a TV series at all. Just imagine how really all of TV history would have changed if that were the case. He is back with a movie that is in theaters, but is also available for you to stream on HBO Max for the next 3 weeks. The Many Saints of Newark, which is going back into the 60s and early 70s to tell the story of these New Jersey crime families that you know in The Sopranos. But it's the dads, basically. It's the folks that Tony Soprano was talking about. Oh, you remember back in the day, my dad, Johnny Boy, and when Johnny Boy and Junior were running things, and Dickie Moltisanti, oh, it was much better back then. Well, you kind of get to find out in The Many Saints of Newark. I think this movie is really well done, stylistically gorgeous, a number of incredibly memorable shots. I think it's really well acted. Alessandro Nivola as Dicky Moltisanti is terrific. He's one of those guys that when you see him on the screen, you know who he is. When I just said his name, you don't. Vera Farmiga as Livia Soprano, doing an incredible job on the greatest character in the show's history, giving it fresh life. I enjoyed The Many Saints of Newark, guys, but I gotta tell you, I really, really watched it saying, why couldn't this be a 10-episode season?
That was my exact thought. I was disappointed in it because, I mean, Sopranos is my number one show of all time. It was going to be hard to please me on that. I did like some of the little nuggets and Easter eggs that you found.
Oh!
but some of it I just didn't like. I just didn't like it. I guess I was expecting more. You know, and
Woods liked Gotti with John Travolta, so he likes anything mafia related.
If it's mafia related, I'm in. I was very disappointed, but I'm maybe I'll go watch it again. Maybe I need another viewing. There were parts of it I loved. There were parts of it I was like, oh yeah, I get it. Oh look, there's Holstein's. That's where Tony died. And there's all kinds of little Easter eggs in there. But I thought that some of the acting was really great. You know, Jimmy Gandolfini's kid playing young Tony was okay. It was okay. I didn't really know what to expect, but you should watch it. I mean, if you like The Sopranos, you have to watch it. Like, you have to watch it.
That's the thing. If you're a Sopranos fan, you have to watch it. If you're not a Sopranos fan at all, if you never watched the show, don't even bother watching The Many Saints of Newark, because I really think most of the joy of the film is in those Easter eggs.
Yeah, recognizing.
It's in those small releases and going, oh, look, there's Paul Walnuts.
It's
oh, look.
Young Carmelo.
You know, there's Silvio.
Yep.
Right, there's young Carmelo. The guy who played Silvio, I thought he was doing karaoke. I didn't think it was great.
Fantastic.
But the only real problem I had with the show, and by the way, I did a whole Crossing Streams podcast on this with Ken Garten, which you can listen to after Ben and Woods, that there were so many really solid storylines. I just wanted more. I wanted more of Dicky Moltisanti with the Leslie Odom Jr.
Yes,
character.
Same.
That was interesting. I wanted more of just seeing how the crime family grew up. And I wanted a lot more Livia. I just wanted so much more of that performance because it was so good. And they brought the movie in at 2 hours. And honestly, I think you should have gone a Scorsese length.
Yes.
You know, 2 hours, 45 minutes, 100%. 3 hours to get the whole story in. I felt it was a little bit rushed. At certain times, which meant certain important things didn't feel earned to me in The Many Saints of Newark. I would absolutely recommend it to any Sopranos fan, and I would say if you're not a Sopranos fan, go ahead and walk.
Craig, thank you very much, and we'll save that third recommendation, as you said, for next week, but appreciate it as always.
Hey, boys, always a pleasure. Check out Crossing Streams, available in your phone's podcatcher right after the show's over.
Thanks, brother.
Craig, on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. A lot of criticism coming out the last few days of A.J. Preller, general manager, like national pieces that we've never seen before here in San Diego. Want to get some thoughts, including one from our good friend David Schoenfield. Get to that coming up. Final hour of Ben and Woods starts next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.